This is Akash Vani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. Mr. Modi launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains and 1 passenger train. In addition, he laid the foundation stone for a CSIR NIIST Innovation Technology and Entrepreneurship Hub. Besides this, he laid the foundation stone for a state-of-the-art radio surgery center at the Sri Chitra Thirunal Institute for Medical Sciences and Technology in the city and inaugurated the new Pujapura head post office. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, Prime Minister Modi said that the NDA government is also investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation and health care. Referring to the reforms in income tax rates, the Prime Minister said that the middle class people in Kerala also got benefits of income tax exemption. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said India is expected to launch its own mobile brands in the next 18 months. Mr. Vaishnaw informed this while speaking on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. Mr. Vaishnaw said that during the World Economic Forum, India held significant meetings with the entire ecosystem, which produces the thousands of things that are required to go into a mobile phone. India and European Union agreed on advancing EU-India engagement in the transport ecosystem. Meeting the European Union Transport Commissioner Apostolos Dzidzikostas on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the meeting focused on innovations such as sustainable aviation fuel, prioritizing environmentally friendly transportation and green aviation. Both sides agreed to strengthen cooperation between the European Union Aviation Safety Agency and the Directorate General of Civil Aviation in areas such as coordination, joint certification, cybersecurity, and drone regulations. 10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others were injured in a road accident in Dodar district of Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. An army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000-foot high Khani top along the Bhadarwa-Chamba interstate road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by the army and the police was immediately launched. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has announced that the Ukraine, United States and Russia are going to hold a trilateral meeting in UAE today and tomorrow. This marks the first time since the 2022 conflict that delegations from all three nations will meet together to discuss ending the war. Zelensky shared the news at the World Economic Forum in Davos following a meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. U.S. President Donald Trump said that Iran is under close watch and a massive fleet is heading towards the Gulf region. Trump told media persons on board Air Force One that if Iran is going to hang people, they will be hit harder than ever. The U.S. president said they have a big flotilla going in that direction and they will see what happens. The United States has officially left the World Health Organization, citing the organization's inefficient bureaucracy, mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic, and failures inflicted upon the American people. In a joint statement issued by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Health Secretary Robert Kennedy, it was mentioned that going forward, the U.S. engagement with the WHO will be limited strictly to effectuate its withdrawal. The statement further said all U.S. funding and staffing of WHO initiatives has ceased. After a prolonged dry spell, the western disturbance has triggered a widespread rainfall and heavy snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. According to the Indian Meteorological Department, an intense system is currently influencing the western Himalayan region and adjoining areas. The plains of northwest India, including Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi and the National Capital Region, also received a light to moderate rain accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning. Today is the 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. This day is observed as Parakram Divas. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.